Hippocrates Wellness Institute has a cancer program led by some of the top practitioners in the world to assist you in your journey to wellness. Please call Hippocrates at 561-471-8876. 561-471-8876. It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Here we are again, spending some time together. And let's hope that this is as important to you as it is to Anna and I. You know, we are very fortunate that we sit in this studio and we talk to people from all over the world who are special people. And we learn. And that's what this is about. So the Health, Happiness, and Healing program is about sharing knowledge, wisdom, insight, so that your life can become better, and that of your friends, your family, your coworkers. And that's what we need to do. We need to stick together as humanity today and not let all the negative sounds and voices and things that you perceive in your life are stopping you from being, you know, elated happen. And we're going to bring you to the new world. And today we have Megan Benzel on with us, who is one of those people. She has a master's degree, and she is really a CEO of Cancer Peace University. What is Cancer Peace University, Megan?
Thank you so much for having me on, Brian. I'm looking forward to discussing with you further and learning from each other. And Cancer Peace University was really birthed out of my experience in working with cancer patients on the emotional root causes of their cancer diagnosis. And what I quickly realized is that cancer patients tend to carry a lot of fear into treatment decisions, into every day of their life after a diagnosis. And fear tends to paralyze people during cancer and then causes people to make decisions that they maybe would not have made if fear was not present.
That's a nice way to put it. Boy, I cannot tell you one case in the last 53 years of me working with 180,000 people with cancer that somebody didn't talk about their regret. I wish I didn't do that treatment. I didn't
and
do
it's,
that.
And it's all confusing because you haven't been around the medical people, professionals before. Now you're sitting in front of somebody who is telling you that there is a limit to your life and there's going to be a limit when it comes to treatments. Your whole life is going to be limited. So there is a lot of fear, and we see that every day here at the Institute too. Yeah.
So describe, Megan, what happens biochemically when a person is under fear, going to fight and flight, when they're in their reptilian brain.
Yes, exactly. So there's many things that happen when someone is in fear. But one of the things that happens is that your body goes into sympathetic dominance or fight or flight mode. Mm-hmm. And when the body's in fight or flight mode, the body is in survival mode and a lot of critical things will shut down. But some of the research is showing how a stress response on a chronic level, chronic stressors will lead to the stress hormones, adrenaline, noradrenaline, and cortisol, actually blocking the activity of your natural killer cells. And so what will happen is that your natural killer cells will be blocked and they're glued to the wall of your blood vessels instead of acting against your cancer cells.
Yeah, so let's really pause there for a minute and explain the difference of being under fear or being confident about your choices. So you have this wonderful general that runs around your body called the T cell. And the T cell basically has Marines. They are fighting fit, the toughest army that's ever existed, called the killer cell. And what Megan just correctly said, this is solid science. We're not talking about a theory, hypotheses, or an idea that we came up with. In 100% of studies looking at this, the soldiers that were going to go out and beat up the cancer, or by the way, we don't have to only have a cancer conversation, the virus, the bacteria, whatever enters your body, basically are stuck to the ventricles, the vessels of your body. They're not doing anything. And so what happens? The cancer grows, the virus grows, the bacteria grows. And so how do we take somebody that's in the grips of modern medicine, being put through, systematically put through treatments and therapies that are destroying their immune system, then on top of it, they're negative. And on top of that, we know that 93% of the people that are medically treated for cancer and do nothing else will eventually die from that cancer or a secondary cancer from the treatments. How do you change that? We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Megan Van Sill, and she is the CEO and owner of Peace Cancer University. And how did this come up? Or Cancer Peace University. How did this happen?
How did I develop Cancer Peace University?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for asking that question. When I finished my master's in human development counseling, I started working with children with autism. And I quickly learned that there was more going on than a physical condition with autism. And at the same time, my friend was diagnosed with breast cancer. And when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, she really looked to me for support as a single mom and a mom of special needs children. And I started to go to her appointments. She worked with a regular oncologist and a holistic cancer doctor. And for the first time, I saw the injustice in the cancer field, and I saw how horrible her appointments would go with her regular oncologist, how she had literally 5 minutes with her oncologist, and they didn't give her any hope, and she always left with fear. And I learned for the first time about palliative chemotherapy, and I was shocked.
Explain that word to the listeners. Yeah.
So palliative chemotherapy is a lot of what happens when cancer patients are diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. When cancer has already metastasized, a lot of times oncologists will recommend chemotherapy, but it's usually a palliative course of chemotherapy, and it's not meant to be curative, right, nor is the oncologist expecting a curative response. Yeah. However,
we're going to give you yeah, this devastating nuclear bomb that's, yes, going to destroy your immune system. We don't expect you to get well, but this is all we have to offer, and that's what we're going to do. Palliative.
Yeah.
It's
end of life.
It's end treatment of life. I mean, and by the way, the New England Journal of Medicine reported a long time ago, they don't seem to tell as much truth anymore, that people who took these treatments died on an average three times faster faster than people who didn't do the treatments. So let's keep going.
Let's hear more.
So you had a sensitivity, an empathy, a compassion, and you watched the craziness that went on surrounding your close friend. Did she make it, by the way?
No, she ended up dying of liver failure, and it was so tragic on so many levels. But I was left with grieving her loss, but also grieving the loss of innocence, in a sense of realizing that the cancer industry was exactly that, an industry that's for profit and has no care for the human life.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. How we've lost our way, God only knows, and how we've allowed this group of renegades, this group of misfits to take control and manipulate human consciousness today. I just have no idea. And it's not the doctors. And I used to be naive enough and stupid enough to think the doctors are generally the good soldiers in this. They went into it for the right reason. They did it for the right reason. They were just given the wrong data, the wrong information, and the wrong directives. And those directives are so strong, they're called standard of practice.
Right.
If a doctor steps out of line, if she or he doesn't go along with the corporate story, that they're going to either get chastised or worse, get their license taken from them, which we saw a lot of in recent years. So tell me, you know, we're always talking about the dramatic thing and why we do it. Tell us one story of a person who worked with you and an affirmative outcome.
Yes, I would love to share. And one client that I worked with came to me, and she was working with two integrative cancer clinics that are very reputable. She was on over 50 supplements. She was doing every therapy she could do. She had changed her diet. She was eating very clean and just the perfect diet for cancer. And she was doing everything she could in the physical realm, and she was trying to avoid palliative chemo because she was already stage four. And the cancer continued to progress as her diagnosis was not responsive. And so what we quickly realized when she started to work with me is that she had unresolved trauma where she had lost her son at the age of 21 to a drug overdose. And obviously had a lot of complicated emotions surrounding the death of her son, and she knew it was not resolved. So we began working on resolving that trauma. And most people that come to work with me have worked with actually good psychotherapists, good psychologists, good counselors. But the reality is that trauma cannot be resolved through talk therapy, because trauma actually affects the Broca area in the brain. And the Broca area tends to shut down, which is related to your speech. So when someone has gone through trauma, the Broca area can shut down, and then they can have no words for the trauma nor the emotions that they are feeling.
And they can't release.
And so they can't release it. So now they energetically are carrying trauma and grief and have no way of releasing that energy, and it causes chaos internally.
Boy.
And so we started working on that, and we did several sessions around the loss of her son. I always have clients write their timeline of trauma, and when there's a huge trauma like the loss of a child, they'll write down several memories related to the loss. And then we will do redesigning of those memories and neuroplastic exercises to release the trauma and to release all the emotions related to the trauma energetically, without necessarily having to go into details of understanding the beginning and the middle and the end of a storyline, but being able to just redesign the memory.
So you're teaching doctors and many professionals in the healthcare field that, you know, how to do this.
And they're receptive to it, seemingly.
Yes, a lot of people are very receptive, because all clinics and integrative cancer clinics are aware that emotions are really needing to be addressed and released. But it's hard to come up with a systematic strategy. And that's what I've done at Cancer Peace University over the past decade. I've created a systematic strategy that anyone can follow. And I mean, I've had people go through my book and workbook and come back with amazing results on discovering why they developed cancer emotionally. And having that epiphany and revelation in itself can do a lot to shift someone energetically. But for my client to finish the story, we ended up doing every memory on her timeline of trauma, including a loss of her son, going back to childhood from the, her first early memories. And literally the week after we redesigned the last memory, she had been on palliative chemo for three rounds, and the doctor obviously had no expectation of a curative response, and yet her scan was completely clear, and she was NED the day after Thanksgiving.
Isn't that beautiful? See, Megan, I mean, taking the burden of unresolved issue is really what causes the tumor in many cases, or what other diseases you may be enduring and suffering. We're going to come back and tell you how to lift that burden off yourself and your loved ones. And sometimes this is generational. We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Today we're on with Megan Van Zyl, who's a PhD, and she has honors, went to Vanderbilt, one of the great universities in this country, and created one of the most powerful organizations in the conquest of cancer in our country here in the United States, Cancer Peace University. And she realized the key to preventing and reversing this unbelievable catastrophic disorder that over half the population will have in their lifetime. That's the number now. 57% of people alive today in the developed world will have some form of cancer in their life. And who's being touched by this mostly are young people. Mm-hmm. For the first time in recorded history, cancer is growing expeditiously with people below 40. And we know why. It's lifestyle. It's unbelievable loss of faith in our society and culture. It's the lack of love and leadership that they see in their own families and surrounding them. And Megan basically is somebody that you can reach out to. There's many doctors I know listening and healthcare professionals today. And she has a very well put together program that you can get, and I'm sure you have conferences you do too, Megan. How do people get in touch with you?
Thank you, Brian. Yes, my website is www.cancerpeaceuniversity.com.
So let's say it once again. www.cancerpeace, like you think, P-E-A-C-E, university. Keep going.
.com.
So it's .com.
Is my website. And they can also email me at cancerpeaceuniversity@gmail.com.
Well, that's easy. cancerpeaceuniversity@gmail.com. And so this is in books and writing. They can download it on the internet. And do you do sessions with people online too?
Yes, we have an uplifted program. The program with Cancer Peace University is called Uplifted. And for cancer patients, there's a group component and a one-on-one component. There's a self-learning curriculum that they go through on their own with videos and books. And then there's a practitioner course for doctors, for practitioners, to train practitioners to deal with the emotional roots to cancer on a deeper level.
Oh, good. Wow.
And let's imagine that you're a patient and you've been through the system or you're partway through, and I want to talk to an individual. Are you the one they talk to, or do you have trained professionals they talk to also?
Yes. As of now, I am the beginning step, and I do two intake calls with cancer patients, and we decide if it's the right fit. And then if they're ready to move forward, they can join the Uplifted program and find that group and one-on-one support.
Well, that's great.
Hey, Megan, can you share some more stories with us?
Yes, I would love to. So going back on the vein of what we talked about earlier, how the injustice of palliative chemotherapy was part of what thrust me into the cancer realm. Mm. I ended up having a client come to me with multiple myeloma years ago. What?
I'm telling the people it's bone cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, she had MM, multiple myeloma. And when she came to me, she was on chemotherapy, and I had a sense that it was palliative, but she did not know what that term meant. So I told her, go back to your oncologist and ask them if you're on a curative path of chemotherapy or a palliative path of chemotherapy. And right. It's sad that I actually have to do that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's a shame. God. 99% never described. By the way, we're just doing this to you, but we don't think it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly. And when she went to her oncologist, she was horrified to find out that she was not on a curative regimen for chemo, but a palliative regimen.
Yeah.
And she had already done 13 rounds, which had landed her in the hospital twice.
Oh.
And she was of small stature, and she really had to go through a lot of self-seeking and turmoil to decide what to do. But at the end of the day, she decided to stop palliative chemo because she had no expectation of it getting her to spontaneous remission. Neither did her oncologist. And so she parted ways with her oncologist and started working on our curriculum. Mm. And several months later, we got to the root of the root because we had gotten to the point where she realized she was always expecting the other shoe to drop.
Yes.
She always had an expectation of something bad happening.
That was her whole life.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sure that was her whole life, mm-hmm. waiting for the worst.
Yes. And she had a very hard childhood. And so when she really was able to describe that, it was a turning point for her because she realized she had this memory. And a lot of times they're simple memories. She had a memory of sitting on her dad's lap, going through a magazine, and just being a kid, she was going, I want that one, that one, that one, and just being playful and silly. And her dad got so mad and threw the magazine and said, we're not getting any of them. Mm-hmm. And she just remembers being terrified mm-hmm. of her father in that moment.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing how we were wounded
yeah.
and we haven't healed yet. And so, Megan, this has been very, very enlightening, refreshing, and you're very important in our world today.
Remember Cancer Peace University.
Yeah, all of you out there that yourself or loved one, family member is facing cancer, you need emotional support.
Yes.
It's a foremost mm-hmm. thing. We've been doing at Hippocrates now since 1980. For all of those years, we should have started in 1956 when we opened the doors, but it took us to 1980 till we realized the most important is emotional stability. So thank you for spending the time with us, Megan.
You're a
breath of fresh air. All of you
thank you so much.
Yeah, all of you out there around the world, make magnificence part of your existence. And before you know it, your life is going to become exactly what you dream it should be. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.